aliens pretend to be human.
That would fit my description exactly. What it is, fellow humans.
I like the human too.
Let's go get together and do human things.
So can't tell my story yet?
I like that you asked that like 30 seconds into recording as if I've been like putting it off.
This is a goddamn public service announcement. 30 seconds, we've been recording for a half hour. What'd you do with the rest of the episode?
Look, there were some things said, there were some things done, and there were some things that shouldn't ever be seen.
So anyways, I've got a friend.
Wait, whoa! Mind blown already. Where did you find one of those?
In Haiti.
Oh, so I gotta go to Haiti to get one of these?
Yeah, yeah. You'll hate it.
It's in the name.
Anyways, no, the mechanic that was working opposite of me in Haiti, oh, Jesus, how do I put this? He was hunting on Saturday and Dick Cheney'd himself.
What?
Yeah, so, he was hunting, gun not on safety, dropped his gun, reached down like lightning quick cat-like reflexes and grabbed the gun by the trigger and blew off his own leg.
Oh my.
What do you mean blew off his own leg?
Shot himself in the leg so bad that it's amputated just below the knee.
Yeah. What kind of gun was it?
I don't know, but what kind of fucking blows off your leg?
Mortar.
Mortar cannon. So anyways, public service announcement. I mean, I grew up around guns. Jake grew up around guns.
They raised me. My family was of no help at all.
What I'm getting at is, first off, keep your shit on safety unless you're gonna shoot it. Second of all, don't Dick Cheney yourself.
Don't dick around. Here's, like, the number one rule of guns is assume that every gun is loaded, especially the unloaded ones. And apparently it's loaded.
So, and he put a picture of his new ghost leg on Facebook.
Wait, is he going to get one of those sweet robot ones?
Oh, so here's a funny part.
Like Della Duck?
So, I sent him a text yesterday, and told him to call me when he gets a chance, because, you know, I know he's in the hospital and all that shit.
For what?
And he because he shot his leg off.
Why would you send us the picture?
Yeah, see, the end of it's all hamburgery. Zoom in on the hamburger.
No!
Yeah, I sent to Vanessa. I thought it was disgusting. She's like, there's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, he's missing a leg.
It's all hamburgery at the end, though.
Stop describing it as hamburgery!
Yeah, so anyways, he called me. I picked up the phone, and I'm like, dude, please tell me you're going to get yourself a pirate peg leg.
Is he?
I don't know. He just started laughing. I want to talk to him for a minute because he's on some pretty gnarly freaking painkillers.
Do they make him happy?
He's kind of sad that he's missing a leg.
Yeah, but you can upgrade a leg.
I wonder if he can preserve it and turn it into a lamp. Like, mummify his leg and turn it into a lamp. Like the fucking, like the can lamp on Christmas Story, except it's his own leg.
You said it was all hamburgery.
I don't know what the other half looks like.
The picture you sent us was the good half. I'll let you assume what the other half looks like.
Yeah, good point. It's not like they cut off a perfectly good leg, is it?
What if they messed up and amputated the body from the leg? Just kept the leg on life support, disposed the rest.
Which one did they amputate? Now I'm concerned.
Isn't this the plot of the Matrix? I mean, your buddy is all hooked up to tubes and wires and stuff. He's just a battery now.
But yeah, so my old boss calls the parts girl in the maintenance hangar. She had a parrot rescue, so she's got a shit ton of mean ass parrots.
Oh, I was going to say, is this like code for something? But no, it's exactly what it sounds like.
No, she rescues parrots. And they're arguey, crotchety. They're just fucking mean-ass birds, man. And they fucking constantly arguing with her about shit. I don't even know what they're saying, but they're always arguing. And I'm not even quite sure it's the same bird, but everyone says she's got more than one bird she brings to work every day. One bird a day, but not the same bird every day. But anyways,
that's crazy.
So my boss, my old boss, I told him what I told my buddy. And he starts laughing. He goes, "You're fucked up, man." But I was going to have... see if Deb would let him borrow one of her parrots. Like, who's fucked up now?
Look, if you have a peg leg, a parrot just comes with the property.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. He only lives a couple hours from here, so I might, here in a few weeks, I might go see him and bring him an eye patch.
Halfway through that word, I thought you were going to say iPad.
And no, like, eye patch.
Time slowed down, and I formed an entire thought before it got to the ch sound.
Yeah, I'm not that, he's not that good of a friend.
Oh, man, I'm glad.
Yeah, so, my buddy Dick Cheney is self, and he's in poor spirits, but I'm trying to cheer him up by sending him pirate things.
Yeah, that'll help. Why don't you just keep doing that?
Yeah, he's got a decent sense of humor.
I'm sitting over here going, like, thinking, like, what would change in my life if I lost a leg? I don't think much.
Other than the fact that he tries to send you pirate things.
Oh my god, you gotta watch the Cat Williams Tink Tink skit.
I don't want to.
It's actually pretty funny in this context.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, of all the things I want to lose on my body, first off, the main one I want to lose is an eye, just because I really want a glass eye.
You can just get those, you know. Keep it in the case. I have an extra toe. Not with me, of course.
You almost had an extra thumb, but Mom and Dad had to get it ground off.
Right? That was dumb. It was on the wrong hand, though. It wouldn't have done me any good.
Oh, so the polydactyl cat that lives in my neighborhood, pterodactyl cat? The Hemingway cat.
Wait, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, unless you're about to tell me.
I sent you guys a picture into the group thread. Maybe I just sent it to Jordan.
Oh, the cat that followed you?
Yeah, with the six toes?
Yeah.
Anyways, I found out today its name is Whiskey. My cat's name is Whiskey. So now I have two cats named Whiskey.
That's hilarious. I bet you have Whiskey, too.
I actually don't. I'm depressed now.
Well, alcohol's a depressant, so it wouldn't help anyway.
I don't know.
Oh,
where I was going with that.
Is that the best argument you have? There's no proof. There's scientific proof, but all right.
So anyways, moral of the story is, when you drop your gun, don't pick it up by the trigger.
Now, let me preface this by saying, I don't own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. However...
All right, Brian. Sell down.
That's from Wayne's World.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot where I was going with the sentence.
And there's Jordan.
Hold on. I got this.
Read what Jordan texted.
Okay, Jordan said... You read it.
No, you read it. Jordan said it with emphasis. Jordan so, said, wait, context.
What am I looking at?
Because Josh sent the... Oh, also, Jordan's not here tonight. He's tired, and I completely forgive him. I'm tired, too. I'm about to tell you guys why, after Josh reads.
So, Jordan said, what the goddamn fuck am I looking at? And I said, if you were here, you would know.
Just tell him Robbie had an accident. make him... Anyway,
Robbie fell into the garbage disposal.
No! Do again. Something really dumb, like Robbie like fell down the stairs or something. Something like
no, we don't have stairs here.
I'm looking at stairs right now.
We don't have.
At no. This house.
Bear attack. You have bears.
True.
Yeah. Again, with the bears. Did Vanessa post that to Facebook yesterday? No, she was saying, fuck. She was swearing at the bear, saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Like that video of the lady in Walmart? You know what? Never mind. Let's pretend I didn't say that.
Why was there a lady in Walmart with a bear?
Why isn't there? I mean.
So, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Robbie, I'm sending you to improv class. Have you ever heard of the rule, yes and? Because here's what happened, listener. Josh sent the text to Jordan that said, Robbie fell into the garbage disposal again. Rule number one in improv is yes and, not no but. Because Robbie replied, no, it was a bear. Robbie! Speaking of improv and why I'm tired today, guys, I have a confession.
Went to improv class last night?
Kind of.
I'm listening.
So, gotten way into Dungeons & Dragons lately.
Dungeons and the Purple Dragon?
No.
No.
But, hold on. So by me, I mean we, and by we, I mean, you know, me, the nieces, one of the nieces' boyfriends. Yeah. So, guys, I had no idea how involved Dungeons & Dragons is.
Get up now! There's a shark!
Yeah. What is happening? What was that? What was that?
Don't worry about it.
No, tell me what that was.
No, I'll tell you in a minute.
Anyway. So, Dungeons & Dragons. It's not so much a game as it is interactive storytelling. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that's ever played before, so I'm the Dungeon Master. And basically, whatever I say goes.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like if I tag this episode with the Dungeon Master tag, it'll get a completely different audience than we're used to expecting.
Might be.
Because Dungeon Master is also a popular category on Pornhub. Anyway. It's a
whoa,
niche.
Is it?
I don't know. Anyway. So, I'm not going to go into details about Dungeons & Dragons or rules or anything, but man, so my job is to basically set up an adventure to make everyone else go on. And then it turns into them doing whatever they want. And they do shit that I am not prepared for. And I have to go along with it. And then whenever I do, they go along with it. pretty much the exact opposite of what Robbie just did. So last night, we're in the middle of an epic battle, the boss battle of this particular adventure. Suddenly, Sophia's character goes into labor. We didn't even know she was pregnant.
Did Sophia know that?
I mean, she was the one that decided on it. You don't understand. You can literally do anything you want in this game.
That's crazy.
And so
I've only played like a few minutes of it, though.
Might I also add that this is only about 2 minutes after Sophia's character died. He got ripped apart by an owl bear.
Wait, so Sophia's character died and then went into labor?
Well, she got brought back to life, but yes. In the middle of the boss battle. It was wild.
That's poor timing to have a child.
Right?
Right.
Especially when we went through all this adventure and killing and everything. We didn't even know she was pregnant, her little high elf character.
So, is it like a fucking Jesus baby, or who's the daddy?
Gundren Rockseeker.
Who's that?
She got on with the dwarf we were trying to rescue. Apparently they have a history together.
I feel like you're making this up.
I mean, we made it up at the time, but no. What I'm telling you is exactly what happened last night. And it was wild. Man, it's a fun game. So here's what we're going to do. Eventually, when I get more into the rules and everything of how to do things, I'm going to dilute the rules and make you guys make simple character sheets, and we're going to go on a Disney World version of this game.
I already have one character sheet for the few minutes I played D&D with my friend.
Well, we're going to do a simplified version because there's no way we can go through all these rules.
Yeah, the rule book is that for the normal one you can get at like Target is that thick. But the real rule book, that thick.
The handbook.
Yeah.
It's $50. And
sometimes you can get even thicker ones.
I'm sorry, I blacked out. What are we talking about?
Dicks. Why? Sometimes Robbie likes to get the thicker ones. Speaking of being dicks. Oh, guys, guess what?
What?
I got a new car.
Oh, yeah?
So, is it the same model as the one that I drive?
You drive what? A Prius?
Oh, it looked like a Nissan Versa Note.
No, it's a Toyota Prius.
Oh, it looks very similar for some reason.
Hey, is the Nissan Versa Note the same chassis as the Nissan Leaf?
I'm going to research that right now.
Okay, good.
Just don't touch this computer. No, don't do it.
Oh, okay. Tell me about your car. Do you like it? Do you like the miles per gallon?
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. I don't know much about cars. Holy crap, it really does look like a Nissan Versa Note. All right, Robbie, you get a pass on this one.
but so does a Honda Fit.
Oh. Anyway, so what I had before this was a Chevy Trailblazer, which I was getting around 14 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, see, I'm getting about 16 in my Grand Cherokee.
Ooh, wow, the Grand Cherokee I had only got 12, so well done.
Yeah, well, after I put the new engine in the Grand Cherokee you had, it got about, well...
It didn't run after that.
Here's the story. So, finish your story, and then I'll tell you about the Grand Cherokee that you had that I had.
Well, anyway, all I'm saying is I was getting 14 miles a gallon, traded it in, got this Prius. I drove home from work the other day. Uh-huh. I got up to 60 miles to the gallon.
Oh, I thought you were going to be all happy that you got up to 60 miles per hour.
No,
is a Prius like Model T speed?
No,
zero to 60 if it can get there.
No, I accidentally hit 80 on the freeway the other day.
Nice.
I didn't even know I was...
So, isn't it weird when it's running in full freaking electric?
Yeah, because, okay, when I was test driving it, I stopped at the stoplight and it switched to electric from the gas engine. I thought the car died.
Nice.
And then I pushed the gas and it moved forward. I was like, what the hell? Why is this happening?
Yeah, when I've rented hybrids before.
Oh, they're wild.
And I really freaking like them, but... fuck is this, Rob?
That's the Honda Fit and the Nissan Versa. They look about the same.
Yep. Isn't Nissan owned by Toyota?
No. Well, now, no. Nissan's owned by Renault.
Oh. All right. Anyway, I mean, that's the end of my story. I just got a new car, and I'm really happy about it. And, wait, so, along those lines, I've decided to be this guy that signs up for the food delivery services.
Nice.
So, because...
Fucking
like,
Grubhub me, bitch.
I'm not going to deliver it to you. You know how much that would cost?
I'm paying for it.
First of all, Grubhub already denied me because there's too many people in this area. So they put me on a waiting list. But I got in on Postmates. So I'm going to be a Postmates guy. And, like, if I don't even want to do this, but I would enjoy having a cushion of money, which I do not have at the moment. Because being poor is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Especially if you have diabetes.
It's true. But I don't. Do you?
God, I hope not.
Okay. Anyway.
That might explain the low blood sugar, though.
That
wasn't funny. That really wasn't funny.
That was terrible.
I'll see myself out.
Anyway, if I get really ambitious, I might do Uber and Lyft and drive like actual people around, which goes completely against my, you know, what was those people called that like to be by themselves?
Hermit?
No, close. Introvert.
I was about to say introvert.
It totally goes against my introvert ways. So.
I was thinking about doing Lyft with my Jeep, but it's licensed in Florida, and I'm in Georgia right now, so I can't.
Oh. Yeah, plus,
I would have to take my longboard out of the back seat.
Can you Uber people on your longboard?
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? You just fucking skate up and say, get on, bitch.
Just sit on the front.
That'd be hilarious.
So back to the Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
So Jake had a Grand... Well, Dad had a Grand Cherokee. He sold it to Jake. Jake sold it back to Dad. Dad sold it to me. Is that about right?
Yeah. I don't know why we kept hanging on to this piece of shit.
Well, I ended the cycle.
Yeah, good. Someone
So I was driving it home right after I bought it from Dad. Exit before on the freeway before my exit. Well, so God, how do I say this without getting too technical? So, for a few years there with the straight six engine on in the Jeeps, the number one or number six piston skirt would fall off. Is that too technical? Pistons wear skirts.
Okay.
Just like fairies wear boots. It's an Aussie song, a Black Sabbath song. Anyways.
What's a piston?
What in your cup?
Not a piston cup. Okay, carry on.
So, anyways. So the number six piston skirt fell off. And... kind of created an out of balance issue with the engine, and the engine's like, fuck you, I'm out.
That's actually my signature move in the bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so after the engine fucking ate itself, I just bought this Jeep that I can't drive, right? So yeah. I decided to get a new engine, and instead of a 4 liter straight six, I got a 4.5 liter stroker straight six, which is
also almost, my signature move in the bedroom.
Almost, well, it's like half a race engine, basically.
Oh.
And then I put Ford Racing 26-pound injectors on it. And so, basically gave this Jeep Grand Cherokee an extra 100 horsepower.
Wait, 100 horsepower?
Yeah.
That's like 1,000 ducks.
That's like 10,000 ducks, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it gave it 10,000 duck power. 10,000 extra duck power. And so, remember how bad the transmission was slipping?
Yeah, that's why I got rid of it.
It disappeared.
Oh, so I got rid of the problem.
Well, yes, in a way.
Wait.
So I got a junkyard transmission to kind of hopefully last me a little bit longer.
Uh-huh.
That lasted about a week. And then I rebuilt the original transmission myself. And so transmissions are hydraulics. Automatic transmission are hydraulics.
I know hydraulics. I'm a sprinkler guy.
Okay, so what happens when there's air in your hydraulic system?
It blows out the sprinklers. Violently sometimes.
Or it doesn't work.
Oh.
With pressurized hydraulic systems, closed system pressurized hydraulics, if there's water in it or air in it, it doesn't fucking work.
All right, now
it's an open system.
Sprinklers are not a closed system because then your sprinklers wouldn't work.
Right. Right. Anyways,
I see where we've gone wrong here.
So when I rebuilt the when I modified the valve body,
I know valves. I'm a sprinkler guy.
I drilled something wrong, and so when it downshifted, you know when you're going up a hill and it starts slowing down, then it drops a gear and goes.
Yeah.
Up the hill. Yeah. Mine just sucked air and the transmission disappeared and the engine over-revved.
Wait, your second transmission disappeared?
No, we're on the, well, back to the first, which is actually the third at this point. But only went downshifted.
All right, settle down, George Lucas, and your numbering systems.
But this was only when it downshifted, though. So it worked fine otherwise.
So it worked fine as long as you just kept going. The plot of Speed.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep driving. Just keep driving. Just keep. Anyway, that's my Josh podcast from the car now, from inside of his Jeep.
Huh. But anyway, he's still going. So basically, if you put a race car engine in your Jeep Grand Cherokee, make sure you have the transmission that can handle the extra power.
Josh, we have 4 listeners. I don't think any of them drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
I do.
Oh.
The Grand Cherokee I have now has a Mercedes transmission. I'm not pleased about that.
Well, I mean, Mercedes owned them.
Is it a good transmission, though?
So far, it doesn't slip.
Well, what about when you... How's that a bad thing?
Mm. So... Somehow I talked Vanessa into one of my stupid schemes.
A cockamamie scheme?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love cockamamie schemes.
So, okay. So I want to turn the Jeep I have now into my Overlander. Raise your hand if you know what Overlanding is. It's basically putting a tent on top of your car and going out in the wilderness and camping for a week on top of your car.
Why the hell would you do that?
Oh, yeah, that was the original plan for the Honda.
Sleep on the ground. Does La Quinta not exist?
Not in the woods.
Why are you going to the woods?
To see Moosin?
No!
And wasn't that the original plan for your Honda, Dad?
I wanted to, yeah. But anyways, it's a moose or a buffalo or some shit.
Wait, what? What just happened?
Anyways,
oh, you were quoting that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Anyways, I'm gonna put a small lift kit on it and all that shit, right?
Welcome to Car Talk with Josh.
Oh shit! I don't know if that's a burp trying to come up or a hiccup or what, but that hurt. Maybe it's a heart attack. Oh god, I hope it's a heart attack.
Me too. Our ratings will plateau.
Anyways, so you know, it's got some miles on that engine, right?
Uh huh.
And so I was looking around at salvage Jeep SRT 8s, same model, not necessarily the same year, but the same model. And I can pick up a freaking salvage, a wrecked Jeep SRT 8 for around $3,000 to $4,000, and rebuild that freaking big ass Hemi engine and put all of that into my Jeep. And have like a 700 horsepower off-road vehicle.
Like 120,000 awesome. Ducks. Or yeah. Three moose.
Three moosin. I can't believe I convinced Vanessa and that this is a good idea.
Wait, did you convince her or does she just not care?
I kind of think she might just be shaking her head and nodding.
Well, hey, that's good enough in my book.
Yeah, but, that's a go, right?
Yeah, but my biggest concern is just your motives. Why are you going into the woods?
At least it's not the woods here.
It's the woods there. It's still the woods.
Why wouldn't I? I mean, have you never been camping?
I despise camping.
It's okay. Sometimes. Yeah,
that's why I'm getting a rooftop tent so I can have a penthouse. I have a penthouse tent.
Why would I work 40 hours a week to live like a homeless guy on the weekends?
I want to be a homeless guy.
Man, there's better places to be homeless in the woods. If you were homeless in, like, the desert, at least it'd be quick. Die of exposure.
Walk around naked all the time and I'm still alive.
Well, you've killed other people by exposure. I don't know what that entails. No, don't laugh at that. That was stupid. I nixed that joke.
Only when I turn around really fast. They die of laughter.
Good. There it is. I knew Josh's car story would end with a dick joke.
Hey, did I tell you guys how my buddy Dick chained himself earlier this
week? Two dick jokes! Two dick jokes in one! Oh, boy. Hey!
What?
This is the disaster hour. By the way, welcome everybody to the disaster hour.
Let's talk to Disney.
No, wrong. No, no.
Dad.
This isn't just a long freaking ramble into our real show.
Now, I know last week I promised you guys we would play Pokemon or Star Wars Planet, but not without Jordan, so we'll have to wait, push that another week. However, in typical...
There's Pokemon Planet?
Oh, yeah, that game.
Pokemon or Star Wars Planet? Wait, hold on, let me just get... Josh, talk more about living in the woods real quick.
So anyways, I'm not going to be living in... Camping's not living in the woods.
Temporarily.
It's not living, it's visiting. Visiting the woods is... So, isn't it too early in the year for the geese to be migrating north?
Well, you know, nothing matters anymore, so.
Too hot for him in Australia. Never mind.
That was a bad joke.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I don't condone that one.
I'm ashamed of most things.
Yeah.
Have you seen my children?
Yes.
I like how Robbie's just no emotion. He's just fucking off on his phone.
All right. Ready for a quick round of Pokemon or Star Wars Planet?
Yes.
Sure.
Bromlarch.
Pokemon.
I'd say that's a planet. That doesn't sound like a Pokemon.
It totally sounds like a Pokemon.
Robbie's right. That's a Star Wars planet.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. This game can go for a long time. I'm glad we're just doing a quick sample. I'll have, I'll have a better list put together for next week. Kintan.
Definitely. Oh, wait, what?
Kintan. What'd you say,
Pokemon.
Josh?
It's a Pokemon because it sounds like a Tim Tam. It's probably a cookie Pokemon.
Yeah, that does sound like a Pokemon.
That is a Star Wars planet.
Sounds more like a Pokemon, honestly.
I don't care. It's a Star Wars planet. Dusknoir.
That is definitely a Pokemon.
Yeah, that means dark, dark.
That is a Pokemon.
You want to know why? Because I have one of those in Pokemon Go.
You have a Dusknoir?
I think so.
Oh, man, where'd you get that? Oh, wait, I have a Dusknoir. Never mind. I just realized what it was. Dude, this is a fun game. Nixus.
Pokemon.
That sounds like a planet.
Star Wars planet. Yeah, Star Wars planet.
You're both right.
So,
Pangoro.
Pandora?
That's a Pokemon.
Pangoro.
Pandora? Is it blue?
Pangoro.
Penguin?
That's a Pokemon.
Game is not fun with Robbie.
Am I right, though?
Yeah. Last one. Morgrem.
That's a planet.
Yeah, that's a planet.
That's full a Pokemon. Dead people.
Oh, what?
Is it full of dead people?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
What was it called again?
I'm full of dead person.
Morgrem. Inside. It's a dark fairy type.
What the fuck is a dark... No!
Well,
You can't mix Norse mythology with Pokemon.
What part of that is Norse mythology?
That's Dark Elf. Never mind.
I don't think Dark Elf is Norse mythology.
It is, motherfucker.
That's like Tolkien mythology.
What do you
this thing?
What? No, that's a Meryl.
Look at you.
Oh. Well, that's what my search took me to.
I don't even remember what I was on. I already got out of it.
That's a blue Pikachu.
It's a water Pikachu.
It's a Meryl. Anyway.
Yeah, what color is water, Rob?
Blue?
No, it's clear.
True, I'm drinking some right now. All right, let's move on to some Ask Reddit questions.
Yes.
We'll have more Pokemon or Star Wars Planet next week. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
I love Ask Reddit.
Okay, question number one. I don't know, like, what word should be should have the subject emphasis on this one, but it's just, how do you flirt? I don't know if it's how do you flirt or how do you flirt?
How do you flirt? I say nice shoes. Want to fuck?
Sadly, that's like that's more than I have. The way I flirt is, oh no, she made eye contact. I gotta go. That's how you do it, right? Going
Tom
swimmingly.
Tom Waits wrote a song about that.
What?
It's his first album called Closing Time.
Oh, does it go like this?
Well, there's a song called I Hope I Don't Fall in Love with You. And it's about him fucking making eye contact with the girl across the bar and trying to figure out how to flirt with her. And then she's gone. By the time he figures it out, she's gone.
I've never related to a song so much in my life.
He decides he's going to go fucking bum a cigarette from her and then looks and she's gone.
I had one of those at work. It was terrible. I hated it.
A cigarette?
No, what? No. The whole girl problem. How do I talk to her? And then she got another job.
Oh, too late.
All right, next question. What have you done as an adult that you used to say you would never do?
Had kids. It's always funny. It's always funny because Rob's sitting there shaking his head.
Oh, jeez.
What do you do as an adult that you said you'd never do, Robbie?
Oh.
With my dad's bullshit.
Cry constantly. What?
Oh, yep. Add that to the list.
Panic attacks, I don't know.
Yay, severe anxiety.
I'm in danger. All right, I got a good one, guys. This is a good one. If animals could talk, which species would be the rudest of them all?
Cats.
Motherfucking ducks.
Well, tie between cats and ducks.
I don't think cats would be very rude. I feel like they would just ignore you.
They'd be passive-aggressive, more likely.
Right. But ducks are... No, not even ducks. Let's upgrade this.
Geese.
Canadian geese.
Both of you.
Geese are assholes. Have you seen the goose game?
I've beat the goose game.
Exactly.
I was an asshole.
Oh, man. Have you guys ever had a goose egg?
Like, wait.
Like not getting hit in the head.
Like an actual goose egg?
Yes.
I think so. No. They're larger, right? Well,
yeah, and they're like, God, they're weird.
I think I've had one before, but I'm pretty sure it was cooked half-assed because it was Brittany. Which I'm not going to refer to as the one that shall not be named.
Did you just compare your mom to Voldemort?
She's basically as bad.
Fun fact. So we were looking at old family pictures the other night at my parents' house.
Yeah, I saw a few.
I sent you guys a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And there was a picture with Brittany in it.
Oh,
and
God.
Chloe was like, who's that? And I just looked at her and I said, good.
You should say, oh, that's Voldemort's ugly sister.
That's Robbie and Mackenzie's egg donor.
Oof. Wait.
What?
Your current wife is literally an egg donor.
No, she's not. She's the incubator.
Oh, it's not even her egg?
No, hell no. No, neither one of these surrogacies have been her egg. These children that she's pumping out are not.
Don't say it like that.
These children she's pooping out.
There you go.
It's even worse.
Are not genetically related to her. Period.
Don't say it like that.
Or at all.
Next question. What food are you low key addicted to?
It may or may not be shrimp.
Pizza. Yeah, yours is goddamn definitely shrimp. You know what? How did you do with that 30 shrimp plate? Did you eat it all?
I think so. I can't remember.
30 shrimp? That's like half a duck.
Yeah, it's a fucking stack of shrimp. Fucking Matt bought it for, we went to, it's at a Miller's L House. And Matt bought it for Penny. And Penny was fucking shrimped out halfway through. I think Vanessa bought it for Robbie. I'm pretty sure Robbie ate the whole goddamn plate and then didn't.
I think I only had like 4 or 5 left, depending. I think either 4 or 5 or all of them were gone. I can't remember.
4 or 5 or all of them.
Yeah, I'll have the Triton's Tower. Sir, that feeds a party of 12.
I don't give a crap.
I know what I'm about.
So, yeah, I would have to say pepperoni pizza. I'm an addict to pepperoni pizza.
Drake has some behind him.
So, what about you, Jake?
Oh, this is easy. Well, I don't know, because it says low-key addicted to, and everybody knows... Well, everybody around these areas know. Even my kids know. Panda Express. Holy shit. I cannot get enough of it. And I'm not talking orange chicken. I don't even care for the orange chicken. But the sweet fire chicken and the Beijing beef.
We need to find you a good Chinese restaurant.
No, we have...
Did you go to the Panda Sit Down at the Universal City?
No, it wasn't even there. It's Panda Express's sushi restaurant. Is what it was.
Oh, so it's not the Panda Sit Down anymore?
No, the Panda Inn. It's still owned by Panda Express, but it's a sushi branch now, and Chloe doesn't like sushi, so we didn't go. Anyway, no, Josh, even
what
though
the
I'm
fuck
a
kind of person doesn't like sushi.
I don't even think you like sushi.
I love sushi.
Robbie doesn't like sushi, does he?
It's okay. It really depends on the sushi, though.
Yeah. I love sushi, but I'm very intimidated by it.
I don't like cucumbers in my sushi, though.
If they're hidden in there well, I don't mind.
Well, but, I like avocado in my sushi. Holy shit, it's so fucking good.
But despite my addiction to shitty Chinese food, I do love quality Chinese food. We have one of the best Chinese restaurants I've ever been to here in the town. It's called Panda Garden. It is fantastic.
So speaking about pandas, I was gonna plant a bamboo screen in front of the house because they're widening the road.
Don't do that.
And I'm going. I want to. I don't care. It's a fucking. I live in a goddamn jungle, dude. Well, see, that's the thing. I convinced the little two kids that if I plant a bamboo screen, we'll have panda bears in our yard instead of black bears.
That's funny.
Oh man, I got two more questions.
Okay.
What used to terrify you in your childhood that you are no longer scared of? Failure.
The Ghostbusters movie and Jurassic Park movies.
But he's talking like Jurassic World.
No, Jurassic Park movies, the first two.
Okay, I wasn't ever going to tell anyone this until now because Josh would have taken advantage of it when we were children. But I was afraid of the dark.
Yeah, that's pretty normal when you're a kid, though.
Yeah, but you don't tell your older brothers that. I'm pretty sure I used to be scared of being alone, like just isolated. And now I'm like, no, I prefer it.
No, I think that's a pretty normal thing.
I mean, for introverts, yeah.
Introverts are at 17, you're so scared of being alone and don't want to be around anyone. It's weird. Being an introvert is the weirdest fucking thing in the world.
It's confusing.
Yes.
I have one for Josh.
What?
Bigfoot.
I don't even believe in Bigfoot anymore.
That's what I'm saying!
I wasn't scared of him.
You were that night.
There's a goddamn grizzly bear walking in the backyard pretending to be Bigfoot.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wait. I have two more questions. Here's one that... It's a good one. What song sounds upbeat and happy, but the lyrics are depressing and sad?
Under the Bridge. Well, no, that's not
upbeat. That's not an upbeat, happy song.
But it's not necessarily a depressing song. It's kind of like a sweet song. But when you freaking listen to it, it's about doing heroin. It's weird. There's a few bands in the 90s that their songs were like 90% fucking about heroin. Alice in Chains was like 99.9% heroin. Chili Peppers, a lot of their shit was about heroin.
I have two that may or may not. I don't know. So the Take On Me MTV Unplugged, which is the acoustic version.
That's not a happy, upbeat song at all. That song made me cry.
Or House at Pooh Corner.
That's not a happy, upbeat song.
It depends.
What do you think a happy, upbeat song is?
I'm looking through to see if there's any at all that I have.
So, there's a ska band called Mustard Plug. And they covered that song called The Freshman.
Yeah.
Which is straight up about abortion and dealing with the consequences thereof. But like their cover of it is a happy upbeat ska song. And then one time I listened to the words, I was like, wait.
Oh, dude. So that reminds me, speaking of happy upbeat ska, fucking Sublime, Wrong Way. Wrong Way is a happy upbeat song, and oh my god, you actually listen to the lyrics, it's fucking fucked up and depressing.
Yeah. Same can go for Date Rape, the other Sublime song.
What about So Long and Thanks for the Fish?
Why. I mean, yeah, all right, I'll give that one a pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally about the end of the world. So, all right, good job, Robbie. Well done.
That's on one of my end of the world soundtracks.
Yeah.
If any of the listeners want to subscribe to my Apple Music bullshit, I've got three end of the world soundtracks that are from Ask Reddit, mostly. That was inspiration. It's songs to listen to while the world is burning.
So really, now you can just listen to them anytime you want.
Yeah, this shit's on fire, isn't it? Like, literally, in the Southern Hemisphere, it's on fire.
Yeah, it was weird, because, like, two seasons ago, the Siberian Arctic was on fire.
This last fire season, Alaska was motherfucking on fire.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, I mean... Same latitude.
I was sitting there. We were sitting there in California doing nothing, hoping they were going to send us to fucking Alaska to fight the fucking fires.
Totally forgot you were in California. Do you have to go back next season?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's money.
That's one. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't have to deal with my family.
Hey, you got to deal with. Wait.
That sounds horrible.
I have another one that might horrible. Be...
I'm just joking with that one.
What do you mean that one? No, why did you specify that one? What about all the other ones?
Oh, the entire family. I'll make fun of Robbie all my life.
But yes, a lot. That's fair.
Robbie's not even paying attention anymore. What are you saying?
I'm looking through my music to see if I can find any other upbeat, but has said, whatever the hell it was.
A song that I did not enjoy at all, but was popular a couple of years ago, was that Pumped Up Kicks song.
That's a
couple. That's at least 10 years old.
That's a couple. Yeah.
So Pumped Up Kicks,
school shooting.
The drummer, his cousin went through Columbine, survived Columbine, and that was the inspiration for the song.
They could have made it like a little less happy and upbeat.
Oh, another one from a Denver band, Flobots, is Handlebars.
Oh.
Handlebars is like, it like starts off happy and upbeat, but ends up fucking ended the world in the Holocaust.
Wait, I can ride my bike with no handlebars?
Oh, yeah.
Is that not a kid's song?
Nope. It ends up with a fucking, with a Holocaust.
Okay, fine. Speaking of kids' songs, Ring Around the Rosie.
Definitely.
Why did we ever play that as kids? You know that at the end when y'all fall down? You're dead. You got the plague. Well done.
Oh, lucky motherfuckers.
Jeez. Okay,
I never wanted to live to see 20.
Wait, what, Robbie?
Is Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys be one?
I don't know. Sing it.
Wait, what's depressing about that? That's just like, wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we could do whatever we wanted? I mean, now you're getting a happy and upbeat. That's a very happy, upbeat song, but it's not.
Yeah, but like,
now you gotta combine the two. I got a good one.
What?
Not so much happy and upbeat, but it's upbeat and rocks. And I feel like I need to throw a Rush song in here. In memory of Neil. Rush's song, 2112. I mean, it's a 22-minute song, and it rocks. But the story it tells, you're just like, fuck.
I found two more. You first, though.
Well, no, go ahead. Hurry.
Lonely is the Night by Billy Squire.
Lonely is the Night!
Do not know that song.
What?
I might. What you just said sounded familiar. What's the other one?
Hollywood Nights?
Bob Seger?
Yes. Because it's talking about meeting a girl and towards the end, her leaving something.
I'll give that one to you.
And I just found a third.
What?
Okay, well,
Runaway by Bon Jovi.
Who?
Runaway by Bon Jovi.
Who the fuck is Bon Jovi?
What? Wait.
Metallica, like everybody on Metallica, Hetfield, Kirk Hammett, Lars, and Rob Trujillo on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And anyways, so Metallica's first bassist died on my birthday in 1984. Horrific fucking
the bus crash
accident in Norway. Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyways, so Cliff Burton's dad, Ray Burton, has been like a hidden part of the band, like ever since, right? And he passed away yesterday, and it's like all the fucking tributes and the pictures and everything that they're posting on Instagram are like kind of heartbreaking. But they're like the sweetest heartbreaking things ever. This old guy, totally dressed like an old fucking farmer. You know, he's got the fucking waistline pants with suspenders. But then he's got the fucking giant skull rings on his fingers. He's just like an old guy that's totally metal. So
nice.
Yeah, look at Metallica's Instagram page and see that shit. But yeah. He's apparently been like just just nice, happy-go-lucky guy that's just been a part of Metallica since the beginning.
Huh. I had no idea.
Yeah, I guess, you know, fucking being in a band, or being a band and having a family in the band. Yeah, that's the picture, Rob.
Nice.
You know, I mean,
kind of looks like the Pope.
Metallica's been at it for shit longer than you've been alive, Jake.
Yeah.
And it's like, of course they're going to have a fucking, their inner support group of just, and it's not going to be normal. Or what you would think was normal for a fucking heavy, for a metal band.
Yeah.
Well, thrash metal band. And, yeah, it's just, all the love and respect they give this old guy is pretty fucking awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. So, anyways.
I like a good musician tribute.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of them recently.
Yeah, and there's a great picture of him fucking, just old guy with the bass guitar strapped around him because, you know, his son was their bassist. And, yeah, they're fucking awesome.
And on that note, I feel like this is a good time to stop the show. Forever! No, just kidding. You're not that lucky.
No. There goes my childhood dreams.
Well, I have a podcast and then ruin it?
I do that every week.
It's your childhood dreams.
Both. I do both. Yeah, yeah. I was like 8 years old and I was like, what the fuck is a podcast?
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to have one.
And I'm going to destroy it fucking weekly.
Oh, I see your son is following in your footsteps. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.